Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, welcome back. Sal Capaccio in 20 minutes or less. It is time now for The Line, presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Each Thursday at this time, as you know, if you go way back with us, we talk about the game coming up and our favorite ideas for maybe a play in this game or two or three. And so here we go. Bills and Patriots Sunday night. In Orchard Park, the line is 8.5. The Bills are favored now by 49.5. I think that's gone up a little bit. So
they're not favored by 49.5.
The total.
The total is 49.5.
Did I say 49? Well, it feels like it. But
yeah, 8.5.
Thanks for the correction there. Yep. Good job. Good catch. Easy math, 28.5 to 21 would be your implied score in this game. So, again, we've got a Bills game where they're expected pretty much to score 30.
I would be very leery of going with the number here, betting the Bills minus the number. It's just a big number, and I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I mean, I suppose I could be wrong, and the Bills could just blow them out. I'd be stunned if New England did that to them, but I'm expecting, 30-24 type game. That's as big as I could see it getting. I think New England will get points in this game. I might like the, what did you say the number was? 48.5?
49.5.
I think I could get to that, but I wouldn't really want to mess with the line there. So if you're interested in putting something together, there's always the James Cook touchdown, but that's minus 220. If you want to venture into first touchdown, that's a little juicier, obviously, but that's a bet that ends pretty early in the day. If he doesn't get it, you're kind of out of luck. I would maybe look at who's going to get the bulk of the carries for New England. That might be a little bit of a puzzle. We don't know with the rookie there and with Stevenson there. But man, if you can settle on believing one guy or the other will be favored, I would maybe look at some yardage totals there because the Bills are vulnerable to giving up rushing yards. They have been all year long, and I would expect New England to try to exploit that with maybe both guys even. I don't know if you can find both guys, pair them both over 50 maybe. That might be a fun, alternate totals on both guys.
Yeah, interesting idea. Did both Saints guys get there last week?
Yeah, they
Miller
did.
Did.
They did, and the quarterback was, Rattler was just under 50. So they had three guys that were just about at 50 or more.
Okay, right. Looking at it. Rattler 49, Kamara 70, Miller 65. Well, New England has used all three guys. Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, the rookie, and also Antonio Gibson. So, okay. At one book where I'm looking now, you have Stevenson to rush for at least 40 yards is plus 162, and Henderson to do it is plus 228. So if you got both of those, that's a good...
Yeah,
that's a good win.
I would consider that. I might do that myself, even.
Well, do you have a Bills receiver you like? Whose turn is it?
Oh, boy.
Coleman? Or is that Gonzalez?
I don't know.
Kincaid?
They have not gotten Palmer really off at all. And he played so little last week. He was like 25% snap share, I think. Feel like maybe that it's his turn. Like if I'm him, I might be looking at my Everybody Eats t-shirt or my Everybody Eats ball cap and going like, yeah, am I in Everybody? When do I get my turn at Everybody? So I might think about Palmer for that.
All right. I don't see numbers on him.
He doesn't rate.
Jeez. 5 for 61 in the opener, but 5 for 77 since.
Yeah.
If my math is right. All right. The line presented by FanDuel every, as you know, traditionally, Thursday right. at this time. Well. Let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know, I hate to bring this up, but.
Uh-oh.
You know, I hesitate. We're 4-0. I just, after four games, roughly a quarter of the way through, our defense just does not look good at all. And I think for 4 or 5 years, we've been trying to make it better. It just, and we haven't played anybody really strong except for Baltimore. At what point do we start, you know, I just feel Josh bails us out year, game after game, year after year. At what point do we look at our head coach and say the defense is just not good enough, and I feel the writing's on the wall. We start playing these better teams later on, they're going to take it to us. Should I not be worried about that, or is that, it just doesn't seem like our defense is where it needs to be, and I don't see it getting better.
Well, I wouldn't tell you not to be worried about the defense, because there's no denying they're the worst in run defense. Their pass defense is very highly rated, but they haven't really been tested. So I wouldn't tell you not to be worried about it. We talk plenty about it. I'm worried about it. We talk about trade ideas. I'm right to safety or edge rusher. So I'm thinking about it a lot. I don't know what to really do with hold the head coach accountable for it, though. I don't think he's going anywhere. This team is going to cruise to the playoffs, and they're not going to make a change if, you know, they lose in the playoffs because somebody scores more points than them, I don't think. So, right. You know, hold him accountable. Like, he'll get criticized. He does. And I'm not here to say that none of that's warranted, but I don't think, you know, talking about him being held accountable just leaves me at a dead end, because I don't think there's anything short of a complete collapse here that results in what you're kind of suggesting, which is a change. Chris, I think when you say accountable, you mean a change, right?
Right. But Chris, do you think that if you're the Pegulas, having arguably the best quarterback in the world, arguably, that we should just be happy with making the playoffs every year, or getting somebody that could get us over the top with that defense? I mean, this is his specialty. And all those four playoff games we lost, 3 to KC, 1 to Cincy, our defense didn't show up. Josh had a heck of a game, all four games. Well, except for maybe for Cincy. But the other three games, he played out of his head. And is it his philosophy? Is it the draft? Is it, you know, is it a scheme? It just doesn't seem like it's getting better. And I don't, I worry about that. It's like, yeah. Are we just going to be going through the motions for the next 10 years with the best quarterback in the world? You know, I want to win one. You know, I'd love to win one. And that's what.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know that this guy has it in him. I just don't know. You know, just food for thought.
Well, there's nothing to do about this now. I mean, there's no conversation about this in any sane world right now. When a caller calls in and says, I hate to bring it up, we didn't call you. Like, you chose to bring it up. So you might not hate to bring it up. I mean, there's nothing to talk about at the moment. We know, Bulldog even said it back to you, we know what the defense has looked like so far, but it's not really meaningful yet. And they haven't lost a game. I said before the season, this was my last year of kill it in the regular season, go to January, and get shredded by Mahomes or Burrow or Jackson or someone else. Like, this is my last year. I'm on the hook for that. Like, I'm done after this year. If Allen, you know, plays like he plays in the playoffs and they still lose. I mean, this is almost maybe unique in NFL history, to have, if this happens again, like quarterbacks who lose in the playoffs are sometimes famous for it. And if you look them up, you might see why. Like there's three picks, Peyton Manning before he won. Like just there are really bad stat lines, and Allen doesn't have that. Like that's not why the Bills have lost. So one of these years, yeah, you have to do it. But to say I wouldn't be happy, I doubt the Bills are happy, you know, or satisfied with it going the way it's gone. It does have to change. And I'll hopefully be here when we get to that point and see and have those conversations. But there's nothing to do about it now. I mean, they're not making a coaching change now. They're undefeated.
Yeah. The best I could do to, like, I guess, I've been talking about this, I think, all through this already here because the defense comes up most weeks. I mean, they gave up 41 points in the opener and still won. Miami, you know, didn't put up a ton of yards, but they converted a bunch of third downs and yada yada. There's been problems in every one of these games, really, except the Jet game where they just suffocated the Jets and knocked the quarterback out of the game eventually. But they've got people coming back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The suspended guys, the rookie corner, and Oliver Milano, like, they haven't had their full deal on the field really yet. So that can give you some hope that it's going to be different. Like, I think the thing that makes me feel good about it all right now is that they're 4-0 despite all that. Despite the flaws the defense has, they've banked these wins, and hopefully they can keep doing that and then get either healthier or get people back and not suffer other injuries and just have some semblance of their top defense. I mean, every one of these games – I mean, especially the last 2 years. I mean, they're playing with Kyer Elam against the Chiefs. The year before that, it's A.J. Klein. Like, there have been some very difficult circumstances, personnel-wise, in those playoff losses defensively.
Yeah, but good luck to you if you have your whole starting lineup intact.
That's right.
Because, you know, I think most of the time, teams probably don't. We'll see. Thank you, Chris. Sal Capaccio next. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase.
And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.